Good day everyone, from me, André Viljoen, from Gateway News with a preview of some of the stories we are publishing this week. As we approach the end of another year in which COVID-19 has disrupted the world in so many ways, it is good to report that in Africa, the gospel is not under lockdown. Christ for All Nations President and CEO Daniel Kolenda reports that more than 1.2 million people heard the gospel of Jesus Christ during a recent four-day crusade in Nigeria, and that hundreds of thousands of people gave their lives to Christ, not only at the crusade in Ibadan, Oyo State, from the 12th to the 15th of November, but also during more than 1,800 outreaches conducted in villages and markets within the country. More than 145,000 people turned up on the first night of the crusade and stayed for the duration despite a heavy downpour, said Evangelist Kolenda in a mission report. The massive crowd was something unheard of since COVID, he said, and the numbers increased each night. On the 11th of November, we reported on thousands of people coming to Jesus at a gospel crusade led by South African evangelists of In His Name Ministries in the town of Asela, Ethiopia, from November the 4th to the 7th, even as a nationwide state of emergency was declared amidst an escalation of conflict between government and rebel forces. And in last week's news, we carried reports on a recent mission in Malawi, where a Kingdom Revival Africa ministry team from South Africa, Zambia, and Malawi got to pray with senior government leaders to minister to pastors, orphans, school children, and to lead a powerful three-day gospel crusade. We also reported on a 2 weeks evangelism campaign in the northern areas of Nelson Mandela Bay, in which many people were reached for Christ in some of the most notorious gang-ridden areas of the metro. In one area, a man was on his way with a gun in his hand to go and kill someone. He heard the singing and music and was curious to see what was happening. One of the mission co-workers spoke to him and he just broke down, surrendering his life to the Lord. In his address to South Africa on Sunday, President Cyril Ramaphosa said government has been looking at the possibility of introducing measures that make vaccination a condition for access to workplaces, public events, public transport, and public establishments. In an informative article titled "The Case for Religious Exemptions to Taking the Vaccine," Advocate Nadine Badenhorst, legal counsel for Freedom of Religion South Africa, probes the issue of vaccine mandates and religious freedom rights of those who do not wish to comply with such mandates. She also comments on the possibility of government restricting attendance of religious gatherings to only fully vaccinated persons. There have not been any specific indications from the South African government that such a restriction could be considered, but she notes that Business for South Africa, with the support of a group of 22 scientists and experts, are reported to have said that certain public spaces should be subject to vaccine mandates or only be open to people who are vaccinated, including specifically places of worship. Should this become a reality in any shape or form, Freedom of Religion SA will certainly consider challenging what we would consider a huge imposition on the institutional autonomy of religious organizations, writes Badenhorst. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za. Or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.